quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Keetse, Kwikwetlem, and Stola First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of this place, and we thank them for their stewardship. Another year comes to a close, and so a new spring begins here on the show. That's right, it is the Lunar New Year episode of Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF. My name is Leslie, and I'm so excited to help facilitate some of this celebration on 90.1 FM, not out of obligation, but out of sheer interest. It's actually kind of like a tradition here on the show to talk about the arrival of the new spring according to the lunisolar calendar, and it's just exciting to be able to do that. This year, of course, we are going to usher in the year of the fire horse, which sounds so metal. And I have nothing further to say about that, but we'll be talking about what the fire horse year brings for us. I'll be talking about the horoscope. For those who are born in the year of the horse, you get a little bit of a spotlight here on the program. I will be discussing, maybe, I don't know, actually, I haven't decided whether or not I'm going to be talking about the year of the rat's horoscope. Because I'm a rat person. Every year, or everybody who has been a Typically Tuesday's regular co-host in the past and presently are all Year of the Rat people. And my sources tell me that the rat people horoscope is just, it's very sad. But then there's like conflicting information as well from other sources. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. And I mean, all of this is technically, it's like, you know, technically not real. It's just horoscopes. But it's also kind of just sad to like share on radio, right? As though I haven't shared worse stuff on radio before. As though I don't talk about like actually like horrific like war crimes and like global issues on the radio before. Somehow the horoscope is gonna be worse. But anyways, I'm still deciding whether or not I want to discuss that. But definitely we will be listening to some music to usher in this new year and to just talk about the fire horse. Again, so metal, this name. Irregardless, let's get started then with the music for today, which, as tradition holds, is a mix of like very, very old Chinese New Year songs. Chinese space New Year's, okay? Chinese space New Year's songs. There is random songs in here about spring, and coinciding with the theme of the zodiac animal of the year, which is the horse, there are songs that correspond with the animal of the year, which again is just horses. What will you hear on the show today? What horse songs will you hear on the show is really the question to be asking. You'll just have to strap in and see. Let's start off with some old bangers. This is Lin Dai with 新的开始, a new beginning, here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Xiao Xiao Di Fang Jie Ba This is Bird Note. Today, winter still holds sway over much of North America. Trees are bare. Spring wildflowers and the songs of most birds are still months away. But well south of the equator, in Argentina, it's summer and birds are in full voice. Argentina's national bird, the Rufus hornero, belts out a rapid trill. It's a rusty brown bird, the size of a towhee. From the woods nearby, a lovely song breaks forth. It's a rufous-bellied thrush, a near look-alike of our robin. In northeastern Argentina, a strange sound echoes through the mountain forest. It's a male red-ruffed fruit crow booming out its display calls. Although black and crow-sized, with a gleaming red chest, the fruit crow is no kin to our crows, but a cousin of South American bellbirds. Finally, the cheerful, bubbly notes of an ultramarine grosbeak are a reminder that our spring and the arrival of birds like the rose-breasted grosbeak isn't too far off. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
We're back here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie. One of the things that I'm definitely looking forward to is the arrival of the spring migratory birds. And more opportunities, even more opportunities to go out birding when the weather is just a little bit nicer. Honestly, this winter has been, it's been quite sunny. I have actually had a lot of opportunities to go birding this year during the winter. And actually, you know, I mean, I love it anyways, right? Because I really like the winter songbirds. The dark-eyed juncos, the chickadees, black-capped chickadees, very specifically. I have not been able to see a chestnut-backed chickadee quite yet. But something that I've been able to do a lot of is go to areas where there's a lot of, or where there's like, you know, a body of water. And I've been able to learn more about the local waterfowl, which is really exciting because as it turns out, prior to like October, November, I knew very little about the local waterfowl. I've been able to see more ducks. There are many different types of ducks. They are very cool. You know, mallards are fine. They're fun. You know, big ol' like blubbery birds, love that. But I really like the hooded merganser, as I've learned, as I've been seeing them more often and been able to identify them better. I also love, like, I love a wood duck. I know everybody likes a male wood duck because they're so pretty. But I personally prefer a female wood duck. I think that they might seem a little plain because there's a lot of, if you're not aware already, the wood duck is very sexually dimorphic. And so male wood ducks are very like bright and colorful and female wood ducks are kind of like plain looking by certain standards. But I love the female wood duck. I think that their quote-unquote plainness is actually very elegant, and I enjoy their subtlety. I think they're very beautiful birds. I'm getting off topic here. What you just heard was Chun Tian de Hua Duo by Ouyang Fei Ying off of the playlist here today, celebrating Lunar New Year. And actually this is very on topic. So the name of the song is The Flower Buds of Spring, Chun Tian de Hua Duo. And then the name of the singer, Ouyang Feiying, their name, it's obviously a stage name. It means Ouyang, which is their surname. Flying warbler. Fei is flying. Ying is warbler. Ugh, the birds. The birds here on this show. Number one bird note fan. It's a little bit wild. Anyways, as I said before, we are ushering and celebrating Lunar New Year here on Typically Tuesdays today. If you're listening to this episode on Monday, February 16th, it is Lunar New Year's Eve. If you're listening to it via time traveling, and somehow you're listening to it on Tuesday, February 17th, then it's already Lunar New Year, which means that it is already the year of the Fire Horse. Either way, happy Lunar New Year to you if you celebrate. And let us get started talking about what the year holds. If it's not already clear, also, I'll be talking about Lunar New Year specifically from like a Chinese angle and perspective, just because I am Chinese. It's not meant to exclude anyone or any other traditions that celebrate Lunar New Year. That is all. I think there's room for everybody to celebrate this really important and momentous and joyous celebration. I am doing it my own way, however. Okay. So in terms of understanding, like, the zodiac and the horoscopes and stuff, those are very basic things that you can Google, that you can go ahead and Google yourself. What's important for you to know is that this year is the year of the horse, and the element that is associated with it is fire. Now, in terms of like Chinese tradition and the way that we celebrate Lunar New Year, there are five different elements. I believe they are like the five heavenly elements or something like that. And each element kind of characterizes the type of year that particular animal will bring, and then also, of course, if you're born during that year, that particular year, right? If you're born in 2026 during the year of the Fire Horse, you will carry particular traits compared to if you were born during the year of like the Water Horse instead. So the five elements, if I'm remembering correctly, it's fire, water, wood, metal, and earth. And fire, as you might surmise, represents some intensity there, right? It's fiery, it's passionate. There is potential chaos as well. And so it doesn't sound great so far. But hey, listen, there, you know, it's supposed to bring out, it's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed, there's supposed to be like some kind of like harmony involved, right? Like you get like one year that's like, you know, fire, and then the next year is like water or something like that, except this year, and then also next year, apparently they're both fire years according to the astrology. We're not going to talk about that. We don't even know how 2026 is going to unfold for the rest of it. We just know that 2025 was already quite bad, and it was the year of the wood snake. So do with that information what you will. Again, this is just, you know, this is, you know, it's, you know, it's, you know, it's, you know, it's astrology. That's all. It's simply astrology. But the horse, you know, represents like eagerness, tenacity, endurance, representing, you know, motivation and lots of great, strong energy. And so it said, quote from ChineseNewYear.net, once horses mature and learn to harness this energy, they'll be unstoppable since they're agile and shrewd thinkers who innately understand human nature. They're principled, so their efforts will be put towards good use, unquote. Off to a great start there. Perhaps this year, you know, I'm not an astrologist, but perhaps maybe... I'm just pulling stuff right off the top of my head. But perhaps, you know, this year, with the supposed chaos that is involved in the year of the fire animals, maybe the spirit of the horse also means that we have to be strong and shrewd in our ability to withstand the possible calamity that this year is going to bring. Oh my god, again, don't listen to me. I'm a baby. What am I talking about? Anyways, let's talk about... let's do a hard pivot and talk about the horoscopes for you if you are born in the year of the horse. You know what? Actually, we're going to listen to some music first. We're going to listen to some music. We'll come back. I have to explain the concept of the Ben Ming Yin, which I do every year, and then we will talk about horsey time. let's go. This is Elisabe with her cover of Wild Horses. Enjoy.
Wow. The same old places, surrounded by demons and evil faces. Are you somewhere up above where grace is watching over me? I dreamt that we were chasing horses in the devil's field, where heaven's force is felt by the one whose voice is coarse from praying all night long. We were before, and every step I seem to take, dark water flows inside its wake. Brace myself for the undertaker, he's tapping on my door. Guess we'll never know where our bodies go. His chest and then threw it all.